Good morning, everybody. It's Mr. Lane here with today's Tuesday news broadcast. This article, this news article, is about the fact that apparently the Occupy Central movement hasn't really affected tourism in Hong Kong. So one of the titles of this article is Hong Kong tourist arrivals jump 12% despite Occupy uncertainty. Arrivals hit 60.8 million thanks to more visitors from Shenzhen and South Korea. Tourist arrivals in Hong Kong increased 12% to 60.8 million last year, up on an estimate made last February that there would be 59 million visitors, and despite uncertainty created by the Occupy protests. The total included 47.2 million from the mainland, an increase of 16% from the year before, according to preliminary tourism board figures. For the first time, South Korea replaced Japan as Hong Kong's third biggest tourism market. The mainland and Taiwan came in first and second. The growth in mainland figures was driven by Shenzhen permanent residents who used their Hong Kong multiple entry permits to make more trips to the city. Arrivals of other Asian visitors rose in the first three quarters of last year, but the increase was countered by a fall in the last quarter due to the Occupy protests. A sluggish economic outlook in Europe continued to affect long-haul arrivals, leaving the biggest growth potential in Southeast Asia, according to the board's executive director, Anthony Lau Chun-Hon. To boost demand for travel during the Lunar New Year holidays next month, the statutory body is sending a delegation of about 10 representatives from the retail, tour agency and hotel sections to Beijing, Taiwan, South Korea, Japan, Singapore, Philippines and Indonesia. The marketing campaign includes discounted plane tickets, new tour itineraries and promotions. Three airlines will offer return tickets from Taiwan priced at Hong Kong $500, excluding tax. The promotion began last week and the travel period runs until the Lunar New Year. We will spread the message that tear gas and the Occupy movement are over, said Board Chairman Peter Lam King Ngok. Meanwhile, the board said Hong Kong had risen in popularity among South Koreans. For the first time ever, more South Koreans than Japanese came to Hong Kong last year. In the first 11 months of last year, the city received more than 1.1 million South Koreans, an increase of almost 17% from the year before. The country beat Japan in terms of the absolute number of visitors as well as the growth rate. Over the same period, growth in the number of tourists from Japan was just 3.5%. Thanks to the Korean cultural boom, South Korean television stations invest a lot in their programs and do not hesitate to film their shows overseas, including in Hong Kong. Hong Kong is a hot filming location for their programs, Lau said. Popular South Korean variety program Running Man was invited to Hong Kong, which saw stars go on a treasure hunt across the city. This year, the board has asked Witch Hunt, a variety program about dating, to record a session here. Okay, I'm going to hand over the mic to Yu Ga-ho from 5B, and he's going to give you his interpretation of this article.
I think those visitors might have had a negative impression of Hong Kong due to the news reports about the tear gas and the Occupy Central protest. They may have thought it made Hong Kong unsafe and it directly affected the economy of Hong Kong. However, this news article shows that the negative influence of the umbrella movement was not that strong. The number of visitors was still increasing during the umbrella movement. occupiers were peaceful. They did not threaten visitors' safety. In fact, this is a representative and meaningful moment of Hong Kong, which showcased our bravery and our spirit. The umbrella movement explains why Hong Kong is still proper to those visitors. I think Hong Kong is a special and a beautiful place, which attracts tourists.
Thank you, Yu Gaho from 5B. Okay, now Yu Gaho is going to repeat after me the vocabulary in the vocabulary box. So the first word is estimate.
Estimate.
Preliminary.
Preliminary.
Sluggish.
Sluggish.
Long haul.
Long haul.
Boost.
Boost.
Delegation.
Delegation.
Discounted.
Discounted.
Promotion.
Promotion.
Boom.
Boom.
And finally, location.
Location.
Okay, thank you very much. Have a great week, and you'll hear from me. Actually, you'll hear from me tomorrow, because I'll be doing a book sharing with you. Okay, so goodbye, everyone.